It's your family.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the 31st day of December 2003, the last day of 2003. We'll see you on the other side and start of 04. We have a bunch of guests coming up today. We have a scientist, a doctor coming on to talk about mad cow disease in about 30 minutes. Then we have Frank Morales, an expert on the police state and the martial law control grid, going in publicly, now publicly admitted. Then in the third hour, we have Colonel Craig Roberts and, of course, Jack McClam joining us, because I had him on last week. We ran out of time, and there was a lot of information we didn't have time to cover. That's four of our guests. We have another little surprise guest coming up as well, a strong finish for the year 2003. There is so much news today on top of the fact that I set up all these guests. I've got to cover this news. Richard Perle has put out a new PNAC-style dossier, a book. His nickname is the Prince of Darkness at the Pentagon, and he wants to go ahead and perhaps even attack France. And he has a battle plan for total war, the national draft, all of it. I have an article on this. Also, we have a Mr. Sapphire coming out, William Sapphire in the New York Times with his predictions. And there are 16 of them. Just one of them, 13, has four predictions. One of them, the capture of bin Laden in Yemen, the daring escape of Saddam, a major terror attack in the U.S., finding a buried bag of anthrax in Tikrit. And he brags that, hey, I predicted a bunch of stuff last year. Yeah, we know you can predict it. It's like a bank robber predicting what bank's going to be robbed. Okay? It's like Hitler predicting that he's going to kill a bunch of Jews. It's not very hard for you, is it, Mr.? Well, you have the birthright, according to mainstream news and Congressman Ron Paul, of the Communist Fourth International. But again, you call yourself a conservative when you publicly are an admitted head of the Communist Fourth International. I know that sounds insane. It's mainstream news. I couldn't believe it when I discovered it 3 years ago, and now it's been all over the news. We'll get into that. Richard Perle, chief neocon, one of his other chief neocons, William Sapphire, amazing statements, disgusting activities, big time. So that's coming up here on the show. There's a lot of new terror alerts, and other terror alerts have turned out to be false as usual. We'll get to that. There is just so much here. I have an article about illegal aerosol vaccines, and it says Maxigen, or Gin, announces a $6.5 million grant from DARPA to develop aerosol vaccines to spray from aircraft on you. If they can't force you to take their poisons, they'll just spray them on you, and they admit that's what this is all for. They're now saying that, ooh, Syria sold weapons to Saddam, so that invasion needs to begin. A lot of key info coming up here on the show today, so you do not want to miss the broadcast. When we get back, I'll go straight into the news. The New American's finally reporting about the stealth enactment of Patriot Act 2. U.S. population rises to 292-plus million, with an illegal alien coming into the country every 25 seconds, according to the Associated Press. And Bush wants total amnesty to legalize anybody who can get their feet on our shores. The USDA calls for implantable microchips in all farm animals. We told you that was coming. It's all coming up. Big show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dive into all the news and our four guests that we have coming up today, this final broadcast of 2003 for yours truly. I was talking to one of my friends who I've known for several years, who works in a mid-level management capacity for one of the major airlines here in Austin, Texas. And he said that he sat there for an hour watching local News 8, and by the way, News 8 is Time Warner Cable. That's what they have in, it's a local Time Warner 24-hour news channel. It's what they have on in the airport here in Austin at the Bergstrom International Airport. He sat there and watched a reporter with a cameraman for an hour interview over 40 people. They sat there counting them. Every person was against the heightened security, against being harassed, against taking their shoes off, having some illegal alien reach in their bags. And by the way, the majority of people in the airports are not even citizens, and that's been in the news. And there was finally one old lady after 40-plus people who said, I love it, I think it's great. Then they turned on the news a few hours later, and there she was all weekend long through the holiday saying, I love the added security. I think it's great. And they said on the news that everybody loves it. Now, is that not an example of the crafting, the twisting of public perception? 80-plus percent of the American people, including Hispanics, are against the open borders and all these illegals. But Bush comes out and says, I'm going to legalize anybody that can get here because I want votes. They said that. Oh, it's politically positive in the Washington Post with Bush's advisors' quotes in there. The vast majority of us want the border shut, illegals expelled, but the government says, oh no, you want it open. And it's like this across the board. So think about that long and hard, folks. Think about that long and hard. That I have a friend who works at the airport, and he watches 40-plus people get interviewed who are all against the phony baloney security in the police state, making comments along those lines, and then they get one old lady who loves it, and she's on the news over and over again for 3 days. She was the first person who agreed with it, the last person, because they had to go through 40-plus people till they found her, and as soon as she was done, they shut the camera off and left the airport. And it's going on all over the country. That's the type of propaganda and news crafting locally. It's even worse nationally. It's clear that they were sent out there to find someone who agreed with it and thought it was great to put a positive light on it. So that's deception by selective reporting. All right, coming up today, we have a doctor, professor, who is against the way the Food and Drug Administration handles downer cows. We'll talk about mad cow disease for about 15 minutes. That's coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. Then we've got Frank Morales, police state expert, about the public announcements of the martial law system we're going into that he's been warning people about for years. Then we have Colonel Craig Roberts and Jack McClam coming on the third hour because we ran out of time with them last week. And we're going to have open phones, of course. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, and the website is www.infowars.com. Let's jump right into the news. U.S. has new concerns about anthrax readiness, and they go into how Al-Qaeda is about to attack us with anthrax any minute. Why was Bush on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th with his cabinet? That's admitted. And then it turns out it's the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, U.S. patented, coated in bentonite. And that story just left the headlines. Then we have an article here by a MaxiGen announcement by the company, a $6.7 million grant from DARPA to develop aerosolized vaccines. Redwood City, California. MaxiGen announced today that it has received a $6.7 million three-year grant from the Defense Advanced Research Agency, or DARPA, to use its proprietary molecular breeding directed evolution technology, also known as DNA shuffling, to develop aerosol-based vaccines to protect against a broad spectrum of pathogens. They've also been given a $7.7 million fund from DARPA in the past, along with another $5.6 million DARPA funding years ago. So it's a long-term program, and it is studying the genomes and creating all of this. That that really should concern you. DARPA's the folks that had the betting scheme, betting on how many troops would die or where we'll have terror attacks, where you could go bet on the stock. Of course, then those with inside knowledge could reap huge insider trading benefits. Oh, like the CIA did on 9/11 that no one wants to talk about. Oh, okay. The same folks that have the Total Information Awareness Network under new names like Matrix. They are funding folks for the aerosolized sprays, which they already have, folks. Congressman urges avoiding Times Square. Concerned about terrorism, Representative Christopher Shays urged revelers not to attend New Year's Eve celebrations like the one at Times Square this year. New York's mayor countered that Shays could use an infusion of courage. Well, I don't want to be shoved around by people in black ski masks, so I'm not going to go anywhere. A member of the House Select Committee on Homeland Security and chairman of the Terrorism Subcommittee, the Connecticut Republican, told WVIT-TV on Tuesday that he wouldn't go to Times Square for anything. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said nobody should stay home because of the nation's heightened terror alert, and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said the nation's security was unprecedented. Yeah, there's a CNN photo out of one of the Black Hawk helicopters with a guy in a black ski mask, black helmet, pointing a automatic machine gun mounted out the door over the Statue of Liberty. Has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. It's training you, cameras, police, riot gear, machine guns, helicopters, drones, surveillance blimps. Like something out of a police state science fiction movie, The Running Man, with Mad Dog Ben Richards up there. And then there's these chilling statements here by William Safire, whose father was publicly the head of the Fourth Communist International, the heir to Trotsky. And this is Ron Paul. This is the major newspapers admitting, quote, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House. They believe in command and control. And he makes his predictions to what's going to happen. The next tyranny to feel the force of the U.S. liberation, North Korea, Iran, Syria, Venezuela. Oh, Venezuela needs to be invaded. Iraq will split up like Gaul. Ah, you're Caesar. You know, most people won't know that. Into three parts, defeat the insurgents and emerge a rudimentary democracy. And then he says, succumb to a Sunni coup. You ought to read this New York Times predictions by Safire, who's got the inside track. Well, they predicted lots of stuff. And down here, number 13 is the most chilling prediction, set of predictions. The October surprise affecting our election will be the capture of bin Laden in Yemen. And now they're all starting to say that. The daring escape of Saddam, a major terror attack in the U.S., finding a buried bag of anthrax into Crete. And it says, debating Cheney on TV will be Democratic running mate Wesley Clark, Bob Graham, Bill Richardson, Dianne Feinstein, John Edwards, R11, whatever that means. The next Secretary of State will be Richard Holbrooke, Paul Bremer, Donald Rumsfeld, John Kerry. And it says, Israel, staunchly supported during the U.S. election year, will build its security barrier, including an aerial assailant and the Jordan Valley, and undermined Arafat will be negotiating territory with Syria after Assad squads quiets Hezbollah and occupied Lebanon. It goes on and on, folks. Really bizarre stuff. And then we've got Richard Perle's new book, another chief neocon, and Hawks Tell Bush How to Win War on Terror. France may need to be attacked. They may be an enemy. Okay, all righty then. So, World War III on this front. We'll cover that when we get back. North Korea fears surprise attack. Syria sold weapons to Saddam. Now they've got their pretext. Stealth implementation of Patriot Act 2. The John Birchers are now reporting on this. U.S. population rises to 292+ mil. USDA calls for implanted chips to prevent mad cow outbreaks. Supreme Court takes another look at prison labor, our new economy. Russian Secret Service seizes copies of book, linking it to 99 bombings. Oh, seizing books that expose Putin for carrying out bombings to get control. Ex-general to oversee Guantanamo trials, if you can call them that. False TNT alarm hits airport. It's all coming up. Gigantic final year show. We'll be back. Final day of the year.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm here live, Central Standard Time. Wow, 2003 almost over. About to be eclipsed by 04, which we start tomorrow. And boy, has it been quite a year. One of the worst years in U.S. history for freedom and liberty and our families and our sovereignty and the borders and trade deals. destroying our economic base. But at the same time, a lot of people are waking up the cold, hard facts of the New World Order. But in the new year, William Safire says they're going to find the anthrax and pin it on Iraq. They're going to capture bin Laden. What a nice little neocon. Here's another chief neocon. Hawks tell Bush how to win war on terror. President George W. Bush was sent a public manifesto yesterday by Washington's hawks, just like PNAC did, written by the same people, demanding regime change in Syria and Iran and Cuba-style military blockade of North Korea, backed by planning for a preemptive strike on its nuclear sites. The manifesto, presented as a manual for victory, is what it's called, the title, is the War on Terror also calls for Saudi Arabia and France to be treated not as allies, but as rivals and possibly enemies. The manifesto is contained in a new book by Richard Perle, a Pentagon advisor and intellectual guru of the hardline neoconservative movement, which believes in taxation, regulation, gun control, open borders, out Clinton and Clinton. And David Frum, a former Bush speechwriter, they give warning of a faltering of will to win in Washington. To win, that means destroying your freedom. In the battle for the president's ear, the manifesto represents an attempt by hawks to break out of the post-Iraq doldrums and strike back at what they see as a campaign of hostile leaking by their foes in such centers of caution as the State Department or in the military top brass. That's totally staged. The military top brass are all CFR. The State Department plays the left-leaning side of the false paradigm. The kinder, gentler New World Order. Got Colin Powell in there, folks. Their publication, An End to Evil, How to Win the War on Terror, coincided with the latest broadside from the Hawks' enemy number one, Colin Powell, the Secretary of State. Oh, yeah, he's enemy number one. Give me a break. Though on leave, recovering from a prostate cancer operation, Mr. Powell summoned reporters to his bedside to hail encouraging signs of new attitude in Iran and a call for the United States to keep open the prospect of dialogue with the Tehran authorities. Now, what did he do with Iraq? He said, it's not good. We shouldn't attack them. And then he goes before the UN and says, I was wrong. We got to attack. And everybody goes, even the dove is for it now. He has the secret weapons dossier just released by MI6. He held up, a fake document written 12 years ago by a graduate student. Such talk is anathema to hawks like Mr. Perle and Mr. Frum, who urge Washington to shun the mullahs and work for their overthrow in concert with Iranian dissidents. So again, for the history books, they're already preparing to blame it on Rumsfeld and Perle and Crystal and the rest of them, when it's the military-industrial complex and the big banks that are behind it from the beginning. I mean, you've got Brzezinski, the founder of the Trilateral Commission, writing in 97 the exact words that are in PNAC documents. It's all the same thing. He's a Democrat. We got all these Democrats, Hillary Clinton, calling to attack all these people. There's no difference. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to break here in a minute or so, and when we get back, we've got a guest coming on. Again, one of four guests that are going to be on the show. We'll be talking about mad cow disease and the police state with Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, Jack McClam, and others in the second and third hour, and of course your calls. And there's so much other news. They're now saying serious old weapons of Saddam, they need to be invaded. They've got the draft, more information on the draft now coming out. They want to put chips in all farm animals and federally control and regulate, which is absolutely not needed. You need to ban feeding dead meat to cows, rotten meat to cows. That would fix the problem. That's coming up as well, and just a stack of other vitally important news. But as you watch the television broadcast, just look at all the ski masks, all the black helmets, all the machine guns in your cities, the troops selling you tyranny, selling you something that looks like East Germany, as if it's freedom. All right, we got 2.5 hours left. It's going to be totally jam-packed. Strap yourselves in, lock yourselves in, stay the course. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Friends, it is the 31st of December 2003, final show of the year. We do have Frank Morales, police state expert, coming on the next hour. Then in the third hour, Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, and Colonel Craig Roberts. You don't want to miss this show. We will open the phones up in the next hour. In fact, we'll open them up right now on Mad Cow Disease if you want to get involved on air. It's 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Michael Greger, M.D., is the chief BSC investigator for Farm Sanctuary and Mad Cow coordinator for the Organic Consumers Association. Dr. Greger has been speaking publicly about mad cow disease since 93. He has debated the National Cattlemen's Beef Association before the FDA and was invited as an expert witness on the Oprah Winfrey infamous meat defamation trial. He has contributed to many books and articles on the subject, continues to lecture extensively, and currently runs the top-rated mad cow disease website, and that's organicconsumers.org/madcow.htm. Dr. Greger is a graduate of the Cornell University School of Agriculture and the Tufts University School of Medicine. And he's written an article, USDA Misleading American Public About Beef Safety. And I've read a lot of his warnings over the last 5 years, and they've been very accurate. So we've got Dr. Michael Greger on the show to give us the real skinny on what's going on with BSE and how that affects the food supply and the economy. Dr. Greger, thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Look, I've seen other stories of mad cow in the country. Then they say, oh, false alarm. We know all these new deaths in Creutzfeldt-Jacobs. A lot of that, they say, isn't connected to meat. But why is it then going up, exploding in its numbers from very rare to now still being rare, but a lot more common in the numbers? What's really going on?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of these human spongiform encephalopathies or human sponge-like brain diseases caused by these prions are misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is now the eighth leading cause of death, according to the Centers for Disease Control, and many of these cases, a significant minority, may indeed be Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
And Alzheimer's, I mean, there's people who are 30 years old getting Alzheimer's now.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a number of cases. Literally in the last 5 years, the cases of young people, meaning people under 30 dying of these Alzheimer's-like diseases, has quintupled. And that's really a concern compared to what we've seen over the last 20 years. Now, it's possible we're just looking harder for the disease now that we're worried about it. It's also possible that it's going through the roof, and we wouldn't know because there isn't mandatory reporting by the CDC. So unfortunately, we're not seeing, doctor has it somewhere, person dies, gets buried, and no one knows about it. So we haven't been testing the cattle, we haven't been testing the feed, we haven't been testing the people.
Well, you've been warning people for years. Doctor, from your studies, do you think this is really the first case of a mad cow herd? I mean, now it's over 80 animals, they're saying, running around with this or who may have been butchered.
Yeah, I've been talking about this since 1993, and we've been warning about this for over a decade now. It's not that this is the first mad cow case in the United States. It's the first mad cow case that we have found. Obviously, finding a case is a function of how hard one looks for a case, and unfortunately, we've had a grossly inadequate surveillance testing system here, basically over the last 10 years, tested only about 57,000 animals out of the hundreds of millions that we've slaughtered during this period. In Europe, they test as many cows as we do. You know, every week they test as many as we've done in our entire history. In Japan, they test every single cow for the disease. In Europe, they test one out of every four. We're doing about one out of every 2,000. We don't know, we won't know the extent of this crisis until we start doing universal testing.
Now, down here in Texas, most of the cows are raised open range. You want to do that because you don't have to pay for the feed. There's plenty of acres per animal. But in a lot of areas of the country, they have these feedlots, and they're still putting in the bone meal, the blood products. How widespread is this?
It's a very widespread practice, unfortunately, and it was not banned back in 1997. All that back in 1997 was regulations that required the labeling of ruminant, cow and sheep meat and bone meal, do not feed to cows or other ruminants. The number of problems with that, first of all, you can still produce this stuff, you can still make it, it's still on the feed store shelves, any farmer can walk into any feed store and still buy it. No one asks them, wait a second, are you just feeding this to, you know, pigs and chickens, you're feeding this to cows too? You know, if it's being sold, and it's cheaper, unfortunately, many farmers are going to buy it and feed it to their cattle. That's what we saw over in Europe. I'm afraid some cattle producers here are cutting the same corners. So there's a concern. Certainly also other loopholes include this bone meal, this blood meal, going directly to calves in this country as milk replacer. The calves are getting this kind of spray-dried blood protein from cows. And again, there we have this cattle tissues being fed to young calves there's that cow-to-cow feeding, that cannibalism cycle that the prions love so much.
Well, think about this. We're, instead of giving them milk or a milk substitute that's based in what we would think of as just a protein, now they're going to give them blood, turning them into cannibalistic vampires.
The spray-dried blood producers association actually has a website and boasts of how much cheaper it is to feed calves blood rather than feed calves milk.
Well, also, I've read that the sanguination, or the sucking the blood out of the cows, is really done as they just crush them down. There's all kinds of other tissues and juices out of the spinal cord and brain that go into this, the exact things that we don't want in the food supply.
Well, we're really concerned about stun the animal unconscious with this devastating blow to the head with these captive bolt stunners. Unfortunately, we're going to splash some of the brain into the circulatory system, and so when you bleed the cow out and slice her throat into the blood trough, not only are you getting the blood, which we know now is infectious already, but we're getting pieces of brain, and that's certainly particularly concerning because those are the most infectious parts of the animal.
And again, there's a lot lower standards by light years for what goes into animal feeds compared to what goes into the human food supply.
Yeah, up until yesterday, it was illegal to feed cow spinal cord to cows, but it was still legal to feed it to people in a hot dog. Thankfully, some of these risky tissues are now being taken out of the human food supply, but where are they going? Now they're going to continue to go into animal feed, and we're going to continue to risk the health of our livestock herd and the health of the American public.
Now, you and Oprah, and I appreciate her making that stand so many years ago, had them come after you, then they had to back off. You've certainly been vindicated here in spades.
Well, we didn't want to be right, certainly, but with the kind of with the inadequate testing, the continuing of feeding slaughterhouse waste, blood, and meal to calves, and with the downer cow problem, it was just a matter of time.
Well, understand, my family makes its living in East Texas, pays the taxes, pays for the children's college, everything with the beef profits, and we've been ranching since 1830 in East Texas. I have been wanting to expose the mad cow before it got to be a gigantic cover-up and where all confidence was lost, because I know most of the ranches are doing it right, not doing this, and I know my family is because I've been out there many times feeding them on the summers where I worked on the ranch. But it makes me very angry that early on they said, oh, you're just against our industry, covered this up, and now have made it worse, because it's going to hurt a lot of farming and ranching families now.
I get calls from producers all the time, and I said, look, go out in the barn and read the ingredients on your milk replacer. And these dairy farmers come back, and they had no idea. They're outraged. And I think the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is really doing producers a disservice. They've been fighting tooth and nail against all these regulations. They fought against the feed ban regulations in 97. They, fought against the, trying to have restrictions on downer cows going to the human food supply. They continue to be against increased testing. And so while that makes sense in terms of short-term profit, it's a few more pennies if, we're only going to feed them cow or soybean protein supplements, or if we're going to add tests on to each animal. So it's a few more pennies per pound of beef. So it makes sense in the real short-term profits, but in the long term, the industry just lost $3 billion worth of exports.
Well, Dr. Greger, I have been watching some of the local and national news, and it's everybody's still eating beef. Everybody loves it. Nobody's worried. But then I talked to all my middle-class neighbors. My wife isn't buying beef now. I talked to everybody. They're not buying it. But they're telling me everybody still loves it. I think that's propaganda.
Well, you can understand how, that has to be the rallying cry. There's no problem. Everyone still loves it. And so they get the quote from the local restaurateur who's saying that, the line for their steakhouse still goes around the corner.
We've had the
same.
But
I think a number of people are really, are being cautious, and I think reasonably cautious about this. They're saying, look, it could be a low risk, but why take any risk?
Well,
right?
Doctor,
you can simply choose something else for your dinner plate.
Doctor,
and until we know more, I think that's a reasonable assumption to take.
Doctor, from your decade of study on this, and as a medical doctor looking at this and trained in this, when they say whole meats are perfectly safe, that is a steak, a brisket, is that accurate?
Well, unfortunately, it's not. It's misleading for a number of reasons. First of all, we know that the muscle meat itself, the skeletal muscle itself, may be infectious. Now, not as infectious as brain and spinal cord, but the USDA and the Cattlemen Trade Group has been trying to make it sound like the skeletal meat is completely safe. And unfortunately, really up until 2 years ago, that's what we thought. But then Stanley Prusiner's lab out in San Francisco, the guy who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the cause of mad cows, he's found that indeed, at least in experimental animals, these prions, these deadly prions, could build up in muscle tissue. Follow-up studies in Germany substantiated the fact. And then just last month, in the New England Journal of Medicine, we have this autopsy study coming out of Switzerland that found that, you know, about a quarter of human Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease victims had these prions in their muscle samples when they got them on autopsy. So we know it can be in skeletal muscle. And so by saying that these, you know, boneless cuts of steak are okay, it's certainly lower risk than eating scrambled beef brains, but it's not zero risk.
Unbelievable. And I'm a big beef eater, folks, and my family makes their living, my father's family. This is just horrible news. There was no reason to do this. This is the problem with lowering standards. If nobody fed meat products to cows that aren't supposed to eat meat to begin with, much less rotten meat, if they weren't supposed to do this in the first place, then across the board you'd have higher quality meats, safe meats, and bigger profits. But when you allow them to lower the standards, that ends up hurting everybody and only helps the big corporate farms. It's just bad all the way around. And now we're going to get more regulation that'll squash the small farmers and ranchers. Big agribusiness will pay off the inspectors. They're going to keep doing this. It's disgusting.
And mad cow disease never would have started in the first place back in 1985 if it wasn't for kind of mucking with Mother Nature. You know, cows are herbivores. That's how they should be fed. And instead, not only have we made them into meat eaters, but cannibals as well.
Well, now we can just breed cows with these cloned cows that can eat meat. Have you heard about that? They want to have a cloned herd now so we can feed them this rotten stuff.
Right. That's been the answer. Okay, well, maybe we can genetically engineer some cow that's somehow resistant or invulnerable to mad cow disease. And where the simplest answer, instead of spending $1 million down that route, the simplest answer is to just make these real common sense, concrete, practical precautions, like not feeding the poultry litter,
well,
not feeding the blood product.
This is far worse than that book about the, you know, falling into the hot dog maker in the book The Jungle at the turn of the century in the Rockefeller factories. I mean, this is far worse than, you know, having a rat dropping in your hot dog. That generally won't rot your brain out.
Right. See, no matter, before prion diseases, before this mad cow disease, no matter how filthy the meat was, if you cook the meat through, you're going to kill off all the bacteria, you're going to kill off the viruses, you're going to kill off it. I don't care if there's manure in there, E. coli, rats, you name it, it's safe. It may be kind of gross, but the meat is safe. Until all along we got this new pathogen coming along, and you can't kill it. You can't cook it out. Nothing you can do to this thing. It's practically invulnerable because it's not a bacteria.
Let's take one call, Doctor. Pete in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you might be interested in this. I don't know if the doctor's ever heard of a African disease called Kuru, K-U-R-U. Are you? I saw a documentary on Discovery at one of these channels about in the 50s. They were studying tribes that practiced post-mortem cannibalism to, you know, bring
them in. Well, it's the same thing out of New Guinea, yes. Go ahead, Doctor.
Yes, no, in Papua New Guinea, right. And what we've learned from that is that we still have a few people dying from this disease 40, 50 years after cannibalism was declared illegal. So these older people as kids ate the brains of their dead, and now that many decades later are dying from the disease. That's the scary thing about mad cow disease. It's not what you ate yesterday or what you ate last week. It's what you ate years and years ago that can put people at risk.
Is there any way to detox or slough this out, or if you've got it in you, you're in deep trouble?
Well, we don't know what the infectious dose is. We're hoping that if you get a small enough hit of this stuff, there's not going to be enough prions to build up so that your incubation period could be 70 years, 80 years. And I don't care if I get mad cow disease 80 years from now. I don't think I'm going to be around. The matter, the bigger dose you get, the more brain, infectious brain that's in your burger, the sooner you're going to get it. So it may be 10 years and not 30 years.
Okay, Pete, thanks for the call. Carson in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, another large beef consumer to y'all. I grew up around the ag business in northern Colorado, and it has to do with just common sense practices. I agree with your analysis that I think this is not done accidentally, that this is designed to destroy the remnants of the small farmer and rancher, and the American citizen can protect himself by insisting on buying organic, locally processed, and slaughtered beef products.
Well, that's what we do now, and you just go out to a rancher you know, and you say, I want that cow slaughtered, and you'll end up saving money. And that rancher will get more money. Do you have any comments on that, Doctor?
The organic standards put forth by the USDA absolutely exclude the feeding of all of these rendered byproducts to cattle. So,
tell you what, Doctor, stay there. Pete, thanks for the call. And Carson, stay there. Doctor, we're going to come right back and take a couple more calls here in the final segment with you. So stay there, Carson. We'll come back to you. Then we got Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, Jack McClam. You don't want to miss this show.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want everybody to make a New Year's resolution to take action against tyranny, to stand up for our constitutional republic, to spread the word in 04, during this final day of 2003. And I want to ask you in this new year to get my documentary films. There's nothing like them out there to wake people up to the tyranny, to the corruption, to the out-of-control despotism, 9-11, the road to tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America, Wake Up or Waco, Painful Deceptions by Eric Hufschmid, all the great films I've made, the films I carry, the book I've written, the books I've published, the books I sell that others have written. In this new year, order the videos today, the books today. Don't wait. And when you get my videos, the videos I've made, you're authorized to make copies of them to spread the word, a New Year's resolution. Get the films, make copies of them, get them out to people. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The films are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of the 10 titles I've produced. And that purchase, of course, supports this broadcast. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Make that call today as your New Year's resolution to take the first steps against actually waking people up to all this out-of-control behavior as history repeats itself. We're talking to Michael Greger, a doctor, MD, and the website is organicconsumers.org/madcow.htm. Going back to Carson in Colorado, Carson, finish up your comments or questions for the doctor.
Final comment, Alex, and God bless you, your courageous guest. Dr. Greger, it's truly an honor for me to be able to hear your words on the radio. I have followed your work in the past. Alex, yesterday I went down to my copy center and I enlarged the cover of Harris's Farm Almanac, and I plastered it all over my pickup truck, because apparently we're told now that that is what terrorist sympathizers are interested in, maps and rural roadways and the Farmer's Almanac. I also, you know, wish you and all of your guests and all your fine listeners the finest and most vigorously defended new year for our liberty and our nation.
Okay, thank you for the call. Dr. Greger, any comments to what our guest was talking about?
No, I think eating organic is really the way to go. I mean, that's the safest beef on the market right now is organic beef.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to David in Michigan. David, you're on the air with our guest.
Hey, Happy New Year, Alex.
Okay, thank you.
I like that one bump you play from The Man with Two Brains.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they go on and on about the beef in this deal. What about the lamb? I mean, that's what the English beef got it from, was eating lamb spinal cords. And everywhere you go in a big city, they got a gyro stand on just about every corner.
Yeah, no, this is it's not really fair to kind of point this all at the beef industry. We have some data coming out of France back in 2001 that indeed lamb chops may be causing some of these sporadic CJD cases that people are dying from so tragically here in the United States. We do also have some epidemiological data, basically, where you take people who have died from this disease, ask their families what they've been eating compared to people that haven't died from this disease, and it seems that consumption of pork brains is also a concern as well. And so this really shouldn't be thrown all at the beef industry. So we have to clean up our entire system. We got to stop feeding slaughterhouse waste not just to cows, but to pigs and poultry as well.
Well, that's it. I'm just not going to eat anything unless it's organic. Thank you, Dr. Greger, for coming on the show, and thanks to all the callers, and have a good New Year, sir.
New Year to you.
All right, folks. We'll be back with the second hour with your calls, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, and Jack McClam.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling Numa.